For the first time since February 26, there are more than 1,000 COVID-positive hospitalized patients in Ontario. Three are in the North Bay Parry Sound area, which has also seen 27 deaths. The latest update from the province indicates 1,091 people hospitalized with COVID. Of those, 46% were hospitalized because of COVID-19 and the remaining 54% were hospitalized for other reasons but still test positive for COVID. On February 26, the province reported 1,024 COVID-positive patients in hospital with the same 46-54% split. The province also reported 6 deaths that occurred within the last month and another 3 that occurred more than 1 month ago. According to the latest update, there have been 209 COVID deaths since March 6, with between 4 and 15 deaths each day. Over the course of the pandemic, the province has reported 12,479 deaths that were either caused by COVID, COVID was a contributing factor to the death, or the cause of death was unknown or missing. There were 2,117 more recoveries and 1,991 new cases confirmed through lab testing in today's report. New case counts are underestimated due to limited testing. As of today, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,176,677 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic and reported 1,139,179 cases recovered or resolved. The April 5 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: hospitalizations, 1,091 COVID-positive patients in hospitals, up from 857 reported yesterday. Of those, 46% were admitted because of COVID-19 and 54% were admitted for other reasons but still test positive for COVID-19. Among the hospitalized COVID patients not in the ICU are 184 unvaccinated people, 32 partially vaccinated people, and 671 fully vaccinated people. 173 people are in ICU because of COVID-related critical illness, which is up from 168 reported yesterday. Of those, 37 no longer test positive for COVID-19. There are 96 patients on ventilators because of COVID-related critical illness, up from 92 yesterday. Among the ICU hospitalizations are 33 unvaccinated people, 4 partially vaccinated people, and 68 fully vaccinated people. Vaccination: about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario is fully vaccinated, about 12.1 million people. More than 7.1 million people in Ontario have had 3 doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 14,474 tests for the latest report, resulting in an 18% positivity. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are 128 hospitalizations, according to provincial data. There are 21 people in ICU with the virus, up from 18 yesterday, and 10 people on ventilators, up from 8 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,663 cases, 176 known active cases and 12 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 6,894 cases, 404 known active cases and 14 hospitalizations, with 4 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 62% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 6,415 cases, 216 known active cases and 8 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 54% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 13,278 cases, 333 known active cases and 30 hospitalizations, with 3 people in ICU. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Temiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,481 cases, 71 known active cases, and 6 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 6,805 cases and 142 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 90% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 63% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 9,923 cases, 108 known active cases and 25 hospitalizations, with 9 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 90% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today. Simcoe Muskoka. In the last update published April 4, the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported one death, 416 new COVID cases, and 2 new hospitalizations. There are 17 people from the region currently hospitalized because of COVID-19, including 3 patients in ICUs.